You're listening to the Canned Air Podcast, your sidekick in the quest for knowledge, power, and entertainment. So strap yourselves in and prepare for victory!
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley and I am alone in the studio this week, being that we just have come off the holidays and we all kind of have a lot going on in our own separate lives right now. As you can maybe kind of tell with me, I'm a bit under the weather, I have a cold, I'm fighting off sickness, has not been fun. So I think we're taking another week off here, but that does not mean I'm going to leave you folks at home empty-handed. I would never do such a thing, as you hopefully know. So I went looking through the vault, the Canned Air vault, to see what was laying around in there, maybe something we felt comfortable putting out. One thing I found was our interview on John Orlando's podcast, the PVD Cast. Any of our avid listeners might know John Orlando, as he's been on the show a few times. I did an episode with him where we talked all about podcasting, and he's also been on just to talk about, hang out and talk about his podcast. But this was the very first time we actually hung out. We had met him a few times at different conventions, and he invited us to meet up at the Delaware Library, not too far from where we're at here. And he wanted to interview us about Canned Air, our journey through podcasting. And it was a lot of fun and honestly quite an honor. It's not the first time we'd ever been interviewed about the show, but the first time by another podcast. So, again, it was a lot of fun, really cool. And I just thought you guys might want to hear it. It's kind of a, if you don't know a lot about the show, this is kind of a behind-the-scenes look, I guess. We kind of talk about favorite. Well, I'll just let you guys hear it. No need for me to explain it all to you. But before I do play it for you, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. Of course, we're on Facebook. And, of course, CannedAirPodcast.com, your hub for all things Canned Air. Episodes along with the blogs that go with them, different videos, our wall of special guests, all kinds of cool things on there to do. And don't forget to check out our other show, What If?, at whatifpod.com and on iTunes at What If. I think if you type in What If series, you'll get it. There's some other What If podcasts out there, but we're the one with the red and yellow text on a blue like space background. But I tell you what, this show has only been up since November, and it is already outperforming Canned Air. So what's that mean for the future? Not sure what it means for What If. Hopefully it just keeps growing. What that means for Canned Air, I don't know. I really don't know at this point, but we'll see, I guess. But without any further ado, let's just cut it over to, again, John Orlando interviewing us, the Canned Air podcast, on his show, the PVD Cast, which, again, can be found at pvdcast.com. And I'm just going to quit talking and just cut straight to the interview.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 130. And I'm going to tell you right now that hashtag podcast power is in a full effect on this edition of the PVD Cast. Why, you may ask? Because the guys from the Canned Air Podcast are joining me on this episode. Jeremy Colley, Jack Doherty, and Jake Runyon sat down with me, and we just talked about podcasting. And just to give you a little background, I met these guys at Wizard World because they had Brian Lau come on their podcast, so they decided to stop by the table. And I met all three of them, and we kind of started talking a little bit about it. And so last week, I was like, you know what? Let's get together. Let's talk about what makes a great podcast, how you got into podcasting, the trials and tribulations of it all. So those guys were really cool to come on down and meet me. We met up at the Delaware County Library, and we chatted about podcasting. And I think the acoustics in the room were a little bit echoey, but I think the conversation turned out well. Although I am my own worst critic, so every once in a while when I was editing it, I'm going, that sounds a little echoey, but I don't know. Maybe it's really just me being, you know, overly critical. I don't know. But nonetheless, it's a great conversation. Jeremy, Jack, Jake, John, it's like a Sesame Street episode, man. It's brought to you by the letter J. Well, let me tell you who else is going to bring you this podcast. And today's podcast, of course, is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their awesome service. Hey, since we're talking about podcasting, maybe you want to start your own podcast. So maybe you would want to check out The Introduction to Podcast Technology by David Power. And Audible has it. So just go over to Audible and to start your download your free audiobook, all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast for your free audiobook. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to send it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, the guys from Canned Air Podcast and I sit down to talk about, well, podcasting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Orlando here sitting down with the guys from Canned Air Podcast. Jeremy, Jake, and Jack, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's up? Pretty good. Thanks for having us on the show, man.
Thank you very much for coming on. We're making some podcasting magic.
That we are.
So
I don't know if my insurance covers that.
I was ready for some podcasting procedure, but magic is slow.
Oh.
It's a step above.
Do you need to get on your phone and check?
Let's keep it going.
Okay, we'll keep it going. Okay. I don't want to invalidate any insurance policy.
We'll see where. I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission. That's the
best way to do it. Their motto right there.
So, you know, it's a pleasure to have somebody on that as passionate as I am about podcasting. So why did you guys start a podcast?
It's mostly for the money and the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and how's that working out for you?
It's all about commitment.
The way it started was I had a bunch of music equipment that I used to have with the band. Okay. And as life interjects, people have kids, get married, life goes on. Had all this equipment, nothing to do with it. And I found out about podcasting, decided to try it.
Okay.
And shortly after, 2013, we recorded our first episode. And every week since then. I thought it would fizzle out after 10 weeks or something.
That's like we've known people that they, I got to episode 10.
And that's the standard. If you look it up online, most podcasts only last about 10 episodes.
Yes. We just hit 200.
Which still blows my mind. It still blows my mind. But
to be fair, I've only been here for 94 of those 200.
You tried to pass yourself as a full 200 episode, you asshole.
I've got so much spirit that I feel like it makes up for it.
No, I remember when I got to 100, I was like, what? These are 100 episodes.
It's crazy.
25 was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. We celebrated, played games, and showed
every multiple of five is a little bit special.
Yeah. But one thing that changed in the show that was crucial, I think, is when we started, and up until about episode 70, 80,
somewhere in there.
We were just talking about all current news, which there's nothing wrong with.
Yeah.
But I wanted the show to not be dated. You know, I wanted people to come to it 2-3 years down the road and still be able to listen to it. I'm like, I don't want to know who's starring in Ant-Man.
Spider-Man's coming out pretty soon.
Right.
No, it's out next week 6 years ago.
And I wish I could take credit for that, but it wasn't my idea. It was Mo Lightning at Con Radio we used to be on that suggested that, and man, what a godsend it's been.
You know what, but I think that's the magic of this is I listen to past episodes every once in a while and I'm like, oh god, I sound terrible.
Yeah.
What am I doing? And I just recently since this is episode 130, 10 episodes ago, I'm like, we're changing things because I'm tired of doing the same stuff and the listeners are tired of it and it's played out and it's old and we're going to just change things up, man.
Right.
So I think you have to do that. I think that, yeah. You know.
And I think we're kind of due for another change, a little bit of a reformatting. But
we've been adding a little bit of stuff here.
Exactly.
Too,
like the What If series, and which is very unfortunate. Me and Jake recorded a new What If last night that I lost.
That's what he told me. And it sounded cool, so I was kind of happy.
But we can organize it better the second time around because it was kind of a shotgun thing. But anyway, I'm sorry.
No. Let's talk about some of the things a listener might hear if they tune into a typical episode of
Us singing TV show theme songs.
That is true.
That's true. Yes. In my research, that's
oh boy. Now, we can sing better than what you hear on those episodes, because what we do is we just sing them to the best of our memory.
Okay.
No metronome, nothing to go off of. And then I just take whatever comes out and sync it to the music later. That's why we're so bad.
It sounds uniformly horrible.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, off. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
And Bob Sally, I mean...
Oh, what a trooper.
He's a comic artist. He does the comic Salvagers. What label's he on?
Rings a bell.
Source Point Press. Yep. He just joined.
Oh, yeah.
You probably know him.
Okay, yeah.
But he's been a trooper. I mean, the first time, maybe the second time he was on, we just bombarded him with this, and he just rolled right with it. And he couldn't get away with that with anybody else other than Bob Sally. So that's been pretty cool.
I think the best point that you can hear us singing is the G.I. Joe. At the end of the G.I. Joe parodies.
Oh, yeah, the G.I. Joe.
That's all of us sing. And it's right on there.
It took
nothing
so many
wrong
teams.
With that is evident by my shirt. So,
Joe, go Joe.
I do. Do you know I won this shirt playing G.I. Joe trivia?
Seriously?
I did. This was years ago. I went to the Pittsburgh Comic Book Convention.
Okay.
And that's when it was with Devil's Due. The title was with Devil's
Due. Yes.
Josh Blaylock and the guys were doing a panel discussion. I'm like, I'm going to go to it. I want to check it out, right? So they did the panel discussion. They go, okay, we're going to close up. We have some freebies we're going to give away, but we're going to play G.I. Joe trivia. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so the first question was, you know, who served with Snake Eyes? What other G.I. Joes served with Snake Eyes in Vietnam War? And I'm like, this is easy. Nobody raised a hand. I'm like, it's Stalker. And he just wings a shirt at me. I'm like, it's startling. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And I'm like, well, sweet. And of course, you know, I mean, I got to be honest, I do love the Baroness and Destro.
Sure.
They're the ones who really run COVID. Let's just be honest.
I mean, when I walked in this room and saw you in that shirt, I instantly thought a lot more about you.
I thought more of you, I guess,
is what I'm trying to say.
You'll like this story. At the end of that little trivia, we were done, so people were filing out, and I was like, you know, I'm going to ask one quick question because it's always bugged me. The rumor that I was always told was that Lady J, her codename, Lady J, was British slang for vagina. So I'm like, this is my chance. I walked straight up to Josh Blaylock. I go, excuse me, can I ask one quick question? He goes, yeah, sure. I said, I'm a huge fan of G.I. Joe, but the rumor has always been that Lady J, her code name is a British slang term for vagina. He about pissed himself laughing. And he was laughing so hard that other guys were like, hey, Josh was like, hey, this guy here, right here, said Lady J means vagina. And then they started busting up laughing. I'm like, okay.
Is it confirmed? Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Well, he actually said, he goes, I've never heard that before in my life.
Really?
I'm like, okay.
All right. Nice, comfortable exchange.
Because
you just turn and walk away.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
What are you, Lady J?
Maybe that's what it should have been. It should have been in a British accent. Hello, governor. I got a question for you. Anyways, so let's talk a little bit about the technical aspect. What equipment do you use to create the Canned Air podcast?
Mostly powered by dark wizards.
Yeah, we've got
and hamsters.
Bunch of wheels. Like turning on the wheel. Yeah.
Big millstone grinding VHS tape.
As far as like brand names and stuff, I really don't pay a lot of attention to what I have. I think that I have like some Alesis mics. I think that's how it's pronounced.
I have no idea.
There's like XML.
There's a black thing I talk into with a piece of pantyhose on it.
So, I have a Behringer mixer, which I don't like. We kind of have to use it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I have it for that reason, because the mixer that I had before was also, it was an Alesis. I hope that's how that's pronounced. It was my baby, and it died.
Well, okay, if you're listening, Alesis, or whatever it's pronounced, yes. If we're not pronouncing correctly, tweet me.
I think A-L-E-S-I-S, I think.
Okay.
I think.
I'll go with that.
That sure sounds right. Genetically,
A-L-E-S-I-S. Sounds like a disease. Oh, God, I came down with the A-L-E-S-I-S. You don't want to be around me.
Some penicillin to get rid of that shit.
But I run all that into a... it's a four-channel interface.
Okay.
Four-channel
okay.
interface. And I run
the
that...
The soundy box takes our words and computers
them. Elves and wizards take it from there. But no, I run it into an iMac. And I use GarageBand for everything.
Alright, cool.
Yeah,
hey, what's the name of the software that captures the actual
Skype audio, yeah. Audio Hijack?
That's we were talking off air about Skype, you know, and mm-hmm. You guys use Skype. I've had some issues with Skype a couple times. Most recently one that was really bad, but you know, I was just kind of seeing, you know, swapping stories, seeing what you guys used. I use CallNote as my capture, but I have heard of that as well, you know, and it works pretty well for me. I like CallNote.
It's funny because our friends, GameFix guys up in Cleveland, anytime we get around them, they're like, stop using Skype. Use, what is it,
Google Hangouts.
Hangouts, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not the only person I've heard that's had a lot of problem with Skype, but knock on wood, I mean, it's been pretty solid for us.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
been a few times, you know, a call get dropped, but I don't think that's a result of Skype. It's I can either trace it back to a bad connection on my end or theirs.
Right. Yeah. Same here. I think that's been the few. I've only had two instances where it was a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. One of which was with a gentleman in Canada. So I'm assuming I'm going to blame Canada on that one. So,
patch the song in there.
And you know, so I was just curious about that. Yeah. Google Hangouts. See. Gonna throw some love to the Three Geeks podcast. That's what they use, Google Hangouts. But I was told that they're supposed to be getting rid of that. Like, Google's supposed to replace it with something else.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sure whatever they replace it with will be as comparable or, if not better, you know.
It's got a couple people that work at that place, so they might figure something out that works well. But Google...
Say what now? You know people that work at Google?
No, just that Google themselves have a couple people that work for them. So they might be able to get some software to work right.
I'm lost.
Okay.
To defend Jack, I think what he's trying to say, in a somewhat sarcastic tone...
Is that what it was?
You're
hard to hone in on sometimes.
There might be a few people can figure that out.
Okay,
there you go.
I see now.
There you go.
Gotcha.
I'm like Jack's interpreter.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I got the image of like a child on the stand in court, just like...
Where did he touch you?
Where on the mirror?
He said it was okay.
Said I'd be in big trouble if I did.
Anyways.
Got went to a dark place pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's a Candair touch.
There you go.
It's what we do.
What's some of the pros and cons of podcasting?
Ooh, well, I tell you what, it's been, I don't know about you guys, but I think I speak for us when I say it's been nothing but cons, because, I mean, pros.
Wow, you were I thought you were working toward like a convention.
That's what I thought too.
It's like lots of pros, plenty of cons.
No, excuse me,
convicts. One of the two.
It's been nothing but a thrill ride, I think, for us, because when we started this, when you and I originally talked about, you know, what we were going to do, it was just getting together and hanging out and talking about what we love.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And just slowly we start, you know, well, let's try to have somebody on the show, see what happens there.
With an email about a board game that someone was having a Kickstarter for and wanted to promote.
Yeah, it was out of St. Louis, I think.
Yeah, and we were like, oh. And we had no idea what we were doing that way, and then called them and it worked out. His Kickstarter went well. Game was pretty cool.
So funny. I remember how nervous I was that day, like, of the first interview. Thought about
really?
It all
Were
day.
You?
Yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah.
I was with the guy that was in Canada. Larry Fisher was his name. He was he's a writer for the Kelowna, British Columbia newspaper, and he covers the Edmonton Oilers and Vancouver Canucks out there. And he was on for... talking about the upcoming hockey season. I was so nervous about that, too. I was like, oh, my God, this guy's big leagues. You know, my mind, that's what I was like, oh, God, you know.
It's always scary to get those people in the show. You know, like people you admire or look up to?
Like it just was, I don't know why, he's a normal dude, you know, but it just that title,
yeah,
you know, like, oh my god. And he's international.
Yeah.
You know.
It's big stuff.
Big stuff.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So, empathize. I can empathize.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's sweet.
Have you, so you mentioned you did have, you've had one episode from last night go south in terms of the technology.
Yeah.
Has that happened before?
I think it has.
I don't know if it went totally south, but
no.
It was an hour. No, well, there was actually a couple of them where we spent an hour having audio problems. And we ended up at the end just saying, let's just reschedule. Yeah.
Or that's more common than just losing an episode after the fact.
Yeah. In the early days, before I knew what I was doing with the projects and where to save them so they run the best, we would hit record and just stop looking at the computer and sit and talk for an hour and a half and look back and see that 2 minutes into the recording it froze.
You know what?
And we'd have to try and recapture that match.
Truth be told, people, avid listeners, if you listen to the last episode, that happened in episode 129. Somehow I had picked up notes and sent them down, and my fingers hit some keys, and then stopped recording, and like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Shit.
That sucks. It sucks so bad.
It does, because you can't recapture the enthusiasm and what's going on in the room. It's very hard to do
that. We certainly try, though, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Even when you're talking to someone on Skype, and they're in the middle of Skype talking. Yeah, and then you call them back, and then, where was I? You were talking about this. And some people, they can pick it up right where they left off.
I've been pretty good about finding when the Skype call drops, though. Yeah, that eerie silence.
Steve's got an ear like a hawk, man. Like, he knows right away. Oh, we lost
guys.
Him. Like, dude, what are you talking about? They're gone. And then, in fact,
that where he sits, he's looking right at the monitor, too, so he's caught when it stopped recording, too.
Like,
Yeah. Eye in the sky here.
I do what I do.
Yeah, man, you're like a regular weasel from Deadpool.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
man. I'm the guy.
All down. Yeah,
I'm the guy.
Exactly. So, any other pros or cons?
Getting to meet our heroes, I mean, has been just the biggest thing. I mean, we get that first one. The first time we talked to anybody was Doug Jones, I think, right?
Yep.
And, I mean, that was surreal, and that was in person. I was sitting around a table kind of like this, so we were nervous. There's no structure to it. It's a horrible interview. But, you know, thank him for humoring us through that. But every time you do one, you think, oh, that's the last one. You know, how are we ever going to get someone else? How are we ever going to get someone as cool as that?
Yeah.
But we do. You know, we keep getting these awesome people, and I don't know what else to say other than it's been surreal. What about you guys?
I feel the same way, you know, just like, watch stuff, and I always come back to Doug Jones, just because the Christmas episode we did with him was so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that amazing. That cover you whipped up with our faces on the same
cover. I love Lucy cover.
Yeah, that was good.
And I remember thinking to myself, like, you know, when I hear his name mentioned, like, oh, yeah, it's Doug Jones. I talked to him. He's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. And just how...
And the ladies throw their panties.
Oh, of course.
Say that.
Yeah. Oh, joke, dude. But yeah, no, it's just, it's such a weird feeling. I never would have expected, you know, 3 years ago that I'd be talking to all these cool people. It just, it didn't occur to me.
After sending that email to him to try to get the interview, it had been about a month. And after, you know, a couple weeks, it's like, I guess it's not going to happen. And I was sitting there on the couch watching TV, and I checked the email, and all of a sudden... email from Doug Jones. Oh, he would love to do it. I remember standing up. Fuck yeah!
I was like, what? And I was like, we got the Doug Jones interview. Yeah. That was really cool that first time. Like, because he was in town doing a signing on Free Comic Book Day at Bag Rat Comics.
Okay.
And there were all these people there, and we walked in. Kander, we're here to take the celebrity.
Oh, like, yeah, Kander.
Sorry, gotta go. And, yeah, that was cool. We felt like rock stars.
And then just before the new season of Samurai Jack dropped.
Oh, yeah. Phil Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to mention Phil Lamar. That was an awesome one.
What an absolute pro. You know, he's just, the dude is...
He was
that live or was that via Skype?
That was Skype. Yeah. Yeah, that was like a press junket, I think, where you get on a conference call, more or less, and you're waiting in line.
Interview after interview with other press outlets.
So you've got a designated half hour to fit everything you want in.
Yeah.
So
that was a good goddamn half hour.
Yeah, that's the same way Kevin Eastman was. But both interviews, you know, with the time constraint we were under, came out beautifully. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really good use of that time.
Oh, like, yeah.
Everyone was so in it that it just came up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But two other guests I'd like to talk about real quick. First of all, Jason Mewes.
Jay Mewes, yeah.
One of my heroes.
He's a cool dude, that's for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Was he, that was at a Comic-Con, wasn't it?
That was at a Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, we got word that he and Jason David Frank were going to be up there along with some other people. Dude from Chips was there too, right?
Eric Estrada?
No, the other guy.
Barry Wilcox.
Yes.
That, there you go. Yeah. And Kaz Anbar, who's voice of Assassin's Creed,
the second one. The first one, I think it was.
Yeah. But they were doing same kind of press junket thing, live and at a loud as shit Hard Rock Cafe. I love that place, but it's not a good place to do an interview. And I remember we sat down. Like, as soon as we got there, we sat down. I was like, okay, we've got a few minutes to prep, and then immediately we're taken by the collar. We're thrown into the pit, you know. But
you want to talk to him? Come on, let's go.
He's pretty much just like Jay you see in the movies.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
He's toned down a little bit just because he's older. But other than that, he's the same guy.
Yeah.
I was awestruck the whole time sitting there. Staring my jaw on the table.
It was funny though, because before we started recording, I had got the little tiny portable recorder.
We had
at the con there. And I just was hitting record and putting it on the table, and he just grabbed it. Should I hold this? What do you want me to do with this? Like, dude, you don't got to do nothing. You just
leave it alone.
It's cool.
You
got to
do it.
And
you're doing
like,
too much.
He's like, well, I'm going to hold it. All right, and I just kind of got afraid because with that thing, if you like drag your finger on it, it makes like in the final recording. But to his credit, he did a damn good job.
Yeah.
Steady hands.
How about Yvonne Craig?
Oh man, geez. There, another surreal moment. She was an angel, man, without a doubt. I mean, what can
I felt
say?
So good after talking to her. Just like, I don't know, it's like talking to your grandma, I guess. A good conversation with grandma, you just feel all
just
warm and fuzzy.
That was wholesome.
Just hearing the stories that she had, it was sitting on the Indian style on the floor with her hands in your chin, sitting there.
A perfect interview for a Christmas episode. You know, very much in the same vein that Doug Johns was with her. You know, we opened up talking about Christmas and her experiences, what her and her family were going to be doing, what we were doing. So just opening with that made it so comfortable. There were no nerves. It was just one of my favorite memories.
Just like we knew her the whole time talking to her.
Yeah. And it's one thing with her, because when she died of cancer, it kind of came as a surprise to everyone.
Yes.
I don't think it was made known until she had passed.
No, she kept it quiet.
And when I first reached out to her and, you know, said, you want to be on this podcast? She said, I don't think so. I don't do anything where I'm in front of a camera anymore, but thanks so much. And I said, well, I don't know if it makes a difference. It's an audio-only show. But, you know, if you're still not wanting to do it, have a happy Halloween or whatever. A few months before Christmas. And she immediately came back with, that's a whole different story. I'll totally do it. And it made us wonder, you know, maybe just she's insecure with her age. But now knowing that the cancer, she may have been going through chemotherapy or something. But just what a wonderful, lovely person she was.
So a quick transition, because not only do you have the audio podcast, but you also have some video stuff that you do. And I know, Jack, you said you're in charge of kind of producing some of that stuff. So whose idea was it to add video to the kingdom of canned air, if you will?
I don't know. It just kind of came
naturally.
Yeah,
it just
kind of happened.
We hit a point where we're like, we need a video format. You
I
know?
Think it was with the G.I. Joe PSAs. And then all of a sudden I was like, well, I can probably, you know, take the PSAs that were kind of spoofing, we could dub over it and put it together that way and throw it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It was all, we'd never done anything like that before. Let's take a shot in the dark and do it.
And that's how it works.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It's building quite a catalog. I'm really starting to enjoy our YouTube.
And we got a music video basically with, what's the song?
Oh my God! The jump in the line.
Yeah.
What's that song about? Jumping the line is about people literally.
Well, it's from you've seen Beetlejuice.
At the end when
she's floating in the air. It's that song.
Okay.
Before Jake was on the show, one of Jack's old buddies and he wasn't a friend before the show, but became a friend. Jeff Holcomb was on the show.
Okay,
and he was moving back to California, so as kind of a going away thing, we made a
we sent him off on YouTube pretty much last episode.
It's like 6 or 7 minutes, but we tried our hand at stop animation, and boy do I have
that green screen too.
Oh yeah, that was the first time we did green screen. Yep. But what a respect I have for people who do that, because that little 5-minute video took so long to do. I mean, there's a scene where there are two Spider-Men standing there and they're dancing with their arms moving and legs like they're, what's that shit, like river dance kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And as quick as it's there, you see it, what, 3-4 seconds?
Something like that.
It took me all day to do that.
Yeah, I believe it. And I believe it. In my experiences of doing, like, in film work, takes forever.
What kind of film work have you done?
I took part in the 48-hour film festival this year.
Did you really?
Yes. And it was an amazing experience. It was challenging. It was tough. But it was fun. It was a blast. But yeah, I mean,
is that film out to the public? Like, can people look at it?
As soon as I get the copy, because I'm still waiting on our director, Greg, to send us a copy of it.
Oh, really?
So it already screened for the competition and everything. And I actually got disqualified because we didn't turn it in on time. Because as you can find, as you probably know, you try to keep it to 8 minutes and you end up with the rough edit of 11 minutes and you're like, well, shit, what do we do now?
Yeah.
You know? And so that's what ended up happening. So by the time you edited it down and still kept the story together, it was already past the deadline. So
what about the following year? Can you enter it then? Or?
No, you have to enter it for this year. So we already had the screening down again.
I don't know anything how it works. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
I'm probably asking very amateur questions.
No.
You don't know this?
No.
Jeez. What a dummy.
Can you make these things on film?
Are they moving pictures?
What? Cinematograph?
But I understand what you mean, because like my role, which I was only in the film for like 3 minutes, right, is playing a cop. But there was a lot of hurry up and wait. Hurry up, get dressed, okay. Oh, wait, we're going to shoot this.
Right.
Wait, then we got to shoot this real quick. Okay, so now I've spent 2 hours in this suit. All right.
It gives you time to reflect on your part.
Well, it does. It does. It was
my
fun.
Motivation.
You know what?
New York, New York. I can't even do it twice.
Seven face, Iron face. No, it was a blast. But it takes, 17-hour day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
for
just
a
48-minute movie. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
Labors of love, they are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I had a blast. I would do it again.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of other things that I researched here about Canned Air. The Hall of Heroes, the Wall of Justice.
Can you describe
what that is?
Oh, man. I feel bad because we haven't done it in a while. It's something we need to get back involved with. But the shows just end up running long sometimes.
Sure.
And to save myself some sanity editing during the week, try to keep it around an hour. Mm-hmm. But it's a segment we start doing where, instead of just talking about fictional heroes all the time in movies and comic books, finding somebody in the real world who's done a real heroic deed and shining a light on them for a few minutes. So, Jack was digging a new one up every week. And
Did you contact them to get the okay to highlight them? No.
It was just some surf of the internet. There would be news articles on someone that did something.
Okay. So public record nonetless, so they can't be mad.
Right.
About it. All right.
Funny story about one hero that he dresses up in a kind of a suit and he does like good deeds around town, but it was in Italy.
And oh, shit, I remember this.
We talked about him and stuff, put up a picture online, and a couple days later after the show posted, I got an email from him that said, use this picture instead. And I was like,
how the heck did he
find
this?
Didn't he correct us too? Like, don't call me this, call me this, or... I feel he corrected us on something too. But like we didn't even tag the guy, like at all.
Yeah.
Make it known. So he
just Googles himself or something.
What was he? Like what was his do you remember his name at all? Was it like something to do with a lizard or some shit?
I don't remember it at all.
Justice Gecko.
I was like, what the heck? This guy just got a hold of us in Italy.
Yeah, that's been another cool thing is international guests having people from UK and
really
cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to carefully schedule that because they're.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I felt bad a few weeks ago because.
I mean, I had a hard time getting in touch with somebody in British Columbia. I'm like, wait a minute, that's 3 hours. I'm in. Okay, can we do this at 6 o'clock your time? You know.
But we typically do it on a Sunday for people in the UK because it's a 6 hour. Ten.
It's not that far. It's about 6 hours,
6 hour difference. So, you know, if we're like in the early afternoon and they're in their evening or something like that, I don't remember. But this guy we had on hadn't mentioned that he was in the UK. So we did it at our normal schedule, 8 o'clock on a Monday night, Eastern time. And this dude's like, thanks for having me. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
And, you know, I'm like, dude, you could have said something.
I'm a 9 o'clock.
Could have done this at
3.
It doesn't matter to us. So you guys also were featured in Columbus Alive.
We were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
How was that experience?
That was another surreal moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we got an email just out of the blue from, what was her name? Donna...
I don't remember.
Gaskins?
Names are so bad with me.
Did we just say the name Gaskins? Is that why I'm thinking Gaskins? Or is that what it is?
That sounds familiar.
Sounds correct.
I think it's Gaskins. If it's not, Don, I apologize. But it's beside the point. We just got this email saying, would you guys be interested in doing an interview? And I remember talking with you about it. Do we respond to this? It just seems kind of weird because we had never heard of Columbus Alive. I don't even think she said.
Columbus Alive. No, she said I'm doing an article on podcastings for Columbus Alive. Would you be interested in an interview?
Okay. Yeah.
So is my ignorance basically that kept me bewildered. But go ahead, Jay.
We didn't know if it was a real thing or not because, I mean, sure, we get the emails. Hello, my dearest. I have $1 million. So we replied saying, sure, I'll be happy to do it. I mean, what to entail? And she just sent us a bunch of questions and said there would be a possible photo shoot, too, which that was another surprise.
That really blew us out of the water. But okay, now this must be a little more serious than we're giving credit for. But, that was cool.
But then she sent us a bunch of questions. We asked them, sent them, and next thing we know, we're in the paper.
Yeah, because I remember picking up that issue because I do, because I was thumbing through it. I'm like, there's guys like me that do podcasts. And then I must confess, like, all the rest of them were like corporate ones. And I'm like, these people used to be on TV and they have they're using the studios for 96.3. That's corporate. Okay. And then I was kind of like, all right, we'll put that in the recycle.
you cut our picture out first, right? I'm sure.
Sorry.
Oh! We're sitting in the dump somewhere.
On the mirror in his bathroom, like, stop. That's how they do it.
On top of, bodybuilder cutouts. Brains and brawn.
First of all, you're assembled in the bodybuilders, okay? Bodybuilder Jake, bodybuilder Jack,
You want to talk about some uncomfortable assholes with that photo shoot.
Really?
Man, when we get in front of a camera for the first time, all of us, it's just,
what do we do? Like this? We try to get some model stances and stuff.
I remember there's that one bit where she's like, you guys just grab some comics and just act like you're, reading them and talking about them. And it's like, all right, could you just shoot me in the head instead?
Talking like this, but I remember
we're just friends sharing in a moment.
You don't know if you want to stand there still just doing a motion or if you want to actually.
There's
keep
nothing
doing.
Worse than fake candid moments. Fake it.
Did you grab the wrong book? You're like, I'll just grab this.
The book's upside down.
My little Tony.
Damn it, I hate
that. That is a dictionary.
I remember she after she got those initial photographs, we start going, well, maybe we could try something else. Like, how about we get the can and hold it? She's like, no.
You're the photographer. You got the vision. Like, pose us.
Yeah, and we ended up doing it anyway at the end. Afterwards, I hit her up and said, hey, can we get some of those photographs? And those didn't come along. She like just immediately deleted them. Took the memory card out, just flashing. crap, there you go, guys. You happy? But yeah, it was fun.
So I'd like to talk real quick about the Retro Roundtable, because that is a feature on every episode. Mm-hmm. Right? So what is the Retro Roundtable?
It's kind of the thing. I always think of that.
Yeah,
kind of,
it is. Yeah,
the
right.
The episode. Yeah. We've got, not to belittle the interviewing process, you know, but
no, yeah, absolutely.
It's a big drive. I don't know. It's just everything you still think about from your childhood.
Yeah.
All the things, unfulfilled dreams.
Right.
It's group therapy.
Kind of.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, in a way, it kind of is. Because every week when we have a new guest on, the Retro Roundtable leads the episode and is a way of pulling that new guest out of their shell a little bit. Mm-hmm. Typically, when the segment starts, you don't get a lot from them. Some of them you do, but typically you don't. And by the end of it, they're laughing and having fun with you. And then you're free the rest of the episode just to... I don't know, get real moments with that person.
Puts them in a more comfortable spot than just launching right into the questions.
Sure.
Because we've had instances where we've done that too, and it's a night and day difference with the response you get back from that person. But I had mentioned earlier, the show going under reformatting because of the suggestion, and that's pretty much what the Retro Roundtable was. I think we were already talking about comics. We were already having comics guests on at that point.
Yep. To shift the focus from present to past.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nostalgia is huge, right?
Right. What's your favorite Retro Roundtable you did?
Oh, boy.
You remember the topic?
I remember mine. I got a couple, but go ahead.
You go first.
One that you mentioned already, anytime we have Bob Sally on, he sings those theme songs. It's a freaking blast for me. But just recently, one topic I wanted to talk about for a long time, but I kept avoiding because I wanted to save it for a special occasion, was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, as I'm a huge fan. And then when we had Kevin Eastman on, it seemed like, why not? This is the time.
Yeah, right.
And as much as I love that interview in that episode, that retro is just as equally as important. It's so good. A lot of good conversation, cover a lot of...
And the retro runs even focused on TMNT?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Our experiences with it, growing up and whatnot. What was the line you had? The Technodrome in the toy box and Mercedes in the garage?
Oh, yeah. That's how
rich
you
kid got a Technodrome. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're right. I just say one of the more recent ones, if not the most recent, was the toys we wish we had when we were younger. Mm. Had a really good time with that one.
Anything with toys, I'm down for.
Yeah, mostly because I spent a long time looking through like old toy catalogs and stuff, Googling images of things I vaguely remembered. Oh, man, that one really took me back. So if only for, like, the emotional effect it had on me, remembering all those old toys. You know, you remember Zoids and the early Nerf guns.
Well, you mentioned the Nerf guns. Cool. Do you remember Nerf fencing?
Yes.
No.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
Oh, my God. Because when I was doing research, I was listening to that episode, I'm like, Nerf fencing, I remember. It was a Nerf tube, like a pool noodle. And then you had these, was it four or three targets?
I think there was four around there.
There were four, and you had to knock them down with but the problem was, like...
No one fenced with them.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, Jack. I had a buddy named Brian who was literally like, I refuse to play with him anymore because it was like on. Like, it was like, fuck you, I'm coming 100 miles an hour. And like, I ended up with welts and gashes in my hand.
Wow.
Dude, calm down. Okay, this is not the Olympics. Like,
yeah, they're harder than pool noodles, but...
Yeah, they were. And you were trying to like jab the center little disc down, but your hand's there. So
I do remember that.
Every time, it would like scrape knuckles, and it's like, ow.
They probably got recalled pretty quickly. Yeah.
So I had some friends of mine who used to do something similar. At one point, one of them, I don't know who gave it to him, but it was a very irresponsible move. They got hold of a kendo stick.
Yes.
Like one of those bamboo practice swords.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Makes that hellacious noise when you hit.
I have one of my
You got to see, yeah, so you know.
Because I'm a wrestling nerd. I had to buy one. I was at a martial arts store. I'm like, what? They have a kendo stick. I got to have one.
When one hits
on WWE Raw, I got to have it.
Isn't that what they beat the shit out of that kid with?
Yes,
92 and 74?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, that was it. You obliterate each other. I mean,
they bleed
every time they messed around with it. It was serious.
Spray paint in Sweden, you'll get a taste of it.
Singapore.
Though, yes. He's correct. Yeah. My bad.
Not Sweden.
No, Singapore. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyways, your favorite?
Very similar countries.
Close, but way off.
I think it was the 100th Christmas episode that we did with Susie and Miguel.
Those are two different episodes. We had them on for episode 100, and then episode like 102 or 3, we had them back for Christmas.
It was the Christmas one where we talked about our favorite Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Coming up to the tree and seeing Castle Grayskull standing
there. Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
I was there for that one, right? Because I was talking about that remote control robot.
No, that was on the Doug Jones
episode. You weren't there,
that was
was this your first Christmas episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. Oh. Well, guys, coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, what?
I'm lying. He's becoming a man.
So special boy.
All right. Well, guys, where are some of the places where folks can get in touch with you? You know, on the web, obviously, canairpodcast.com. But where's some of the social media and email?
Social media?
Well, if you're looking for social media,
and you're the guru.
We're at Twitter at Canned Air Pod, and our Instagram handle is at @canned_air.
Facebook at Canned Air Pod.
Okay. Yeah. So the Facebook slips my mind because it's not a huge.
It's a hot mess, but we do what we do.
See, yours truly has been using the Facebook for the PVD cast. I've been using it more like a blog, kind of. Just because with 140 characters at Twitter, you know, sometimes there's things that I want to talk more about. So I've been kind of trying to use that more as a blog kind of thing, as well as hyping each episode and whatnot. But where I think my Twitter game is pretty good, Facebook game, not so much. Not a lot of likes, people.
Twitter's so much easier.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I don't have experience with Facebook personally.
It's easier to get likes on Twitter, it seems like.
Is it?
Yeah.
Facebook is so limited by who you're friends with.
Exactly.
For friends.
Especially when it's like a fan page for the BBD cast, it's just the BBD cast page. It's not, you know, connected to my personal one. So it's kind of, it's very kind of, I think that's my biggest frustration, is the promotion of your podcast, I think, would be the biggest con if I was, you know, asked that question, because I think that that's a part-time job in itself.
Without a doubt.
You know.
It was horrible until Jay came around our Twitter. And he took the reins on that one. And after that, it blew up a lot.
We also had remember the girl we had to evaluate our Twitter? And
she, I still have that package.
Do you?
For us. Yeah.
It's on, I wish I could remember her name. But
Annie.
Anne Hache. Yep, that one. But no, she looked at our Twitter and asked some questions of us and put together a whole plan.
Really?
Like a packet for us and threw it to this guy. And
Very helpful.
It's been very helpful,
Anne.
I'll find her card and I'll let you know.
All right, I want to talk to you, Anne.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It helps sometimes to sell your body for likes.
Yeah.
And that's
showers, take care of that.
That's what you do?
When I can.
When you can.
Sometimes I get off work and I'm just tired.
You got to do what you got to do.
I don't want to give an unsatisfactory experience.
No, because are you on Yelp?
I try to keep it, you know, a little more private than that.
Okay.
It's like who you know, you know.
It's on the dark net.
More or less.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to come right out and say it.
Where else? TuneIn. We're on TuneIn.
Yep. TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker,
Player FM.
You're just making up words. We're on Spruncher, Brinkley, Hancock.
There's a lot of weird names in there. Satchel. I think Satchel is a new one. No, Satchel.
Let's see. We're on Tuna Forge, Hamsteak.
Well, there is quite a few. It seems like every day there's a new one that I found. I'm like, what? That's
Which is a good thing because another outlet to
discover
you on. Yeah.
Well, we're getting up to about 42 minutes here. So, guys, is there anything else you want to tell the fans or any of the listeners of the PVD cast?
Ooh, guys,
be sure to drink your Ovaltine
every time. This guy right here. Just thank you for listening.
You
got a good show, John. I've listened to some of the episodes on your website.
It's
a solid format.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
And again, much like you guys, always evolving, always trying to change things up.
Yeah.
You know, and as I explained off air, I fixed my own website the other day. I thought I was the shit. Yeah, look at that.
It's a nice looking website.
Thank you very much.
For sure. And I think we should do some more potting together.
No question.
Future. Yeah, most definitely.
Maybe we can get you over to the studio sometime.
Okay.
If you'd be interested.
You have a studio? I'm envious.
Well, I mean, it's a spare bedroom that I call a studio.
It works.
We live in an illusion, John. Don't pull us out of it.
It's also our film studio.
Oh, yeah. That little room has...
That's okay.
Done quite a lot for us.
Yeah. My spare room is the office.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I gotcha.
It's as much a studio as it is your office.
There you go. Exactly.
The trick is just to give it a dramatic name. The Sanctum.
Oh, nice. Okay. And all right. I have to come up with one then. All right. The challenge accepted.
There we go. There we go.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming on once again.
Of course,
listen to Can Air Podcast whenever you get a chance. You heard Stitcher Radio. Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. Just you Google it, you'll find it.
Can Air Podcast. There it'll blow up everywhere.
You should add the podcast part or else you're going to get Micro Center giving you, like, you know, 3 for $1.
That Japanese selling canned air.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Canned Air Podcast. Google that, please. And then you go and listen to some great episodes. And guys, thanks again for coming on. I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Jeremy, Jake, and Jack, the guys behind the Canned Air Podcast. And hopefully, if you're thinking about starting your own podcast, maybe you got a little clue as to behind the scenes of what it takes to put together a great podcast. And definitely, if you're an avid fan of the PVDcast, you should show some love, listen to some great episodes over there. And of course, CannedAirPodcast.com. I think that's the easiest way to get in touch with them, to listen to episodes, to find out what they're doing, where they're going to be and whatnot, is just to go to that website. And I'll probably put a link over on the links page to PVDcast.com so you don't even have to remember it. You can just go over there, click, and bam, you'll go right to it. But nonetheless, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jake, for coming on and talking with me about podcasting, something that we are obviously very, very passionate about. So
that we are, John. That we are. And I would like to thank John Orlando once again for inviting us onto his show, the PVDcast, and interviewing us about Canned Air. It was just so much fun. It's always fun to get interviewed and talk about how the show is made and just give the listeners a behind-the-scenes look. But without further ado, once again, head to CannedAirPodcast.com, read more up on the episodes. What else? Check out videos, check out our wall of special guests, and check out our other show, What If? And go to whatifpod.com. You can check out the show there, read our blog, and you can pretty much find the show on any of the podcast players that be. It's just sometimes kind of difficult to find. Try searching What If series. We're trying to make it so it's much easier to search against all the other What If titled shows out there. But I think that's going to do it for this week. So until next time, I am Jeremy Colley, and I thank you for listening. Spray paint your name on the wall.
But I don't wanna.
What are you, chicken?
Hold on there, boys.
Wow, it's Flint.
Instead of writing your name, write CannedAirPodcast.com and help spread the word.
Well, that's a great idea. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And, yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.